Chapter 26. Praise from Mrs. Smith. Having subsisted only on snacks all day long, Peter was very thankful that Katie Lee's mother had prepared a large meal. The hot chicken pies were incredibly delicious. After dinner, the girls headed off to Katie Lee's room to talk, and Peter was left alone with Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Katie Lee's father, Mr. Smith, invited Peter to watch the end of the hockey game with him, and Peter eagerly accepted. He had heard on the morning news that the Toronto Maple Leafs would be playing, and he was hoping they would win. Mrs. Smith visited for a while with the girls, and then brought her husband a cup of tea. "Would you like something to drink?" she asked Peter. Peter politely declined. He was fully absorbed in the hockey game. Mrs. Smith didn't seem all that interested in what was happening on TV, but she sat down in the rocking chair and put on her glasses. From a bag on the floor, she took out a cross-stitch. "Katie is really going to miss Jessica," Mrs. Smith sighed after a while, concentrating hard on her work. Peter wasn't sure whether she was talking to him or her husband, but Mrs. Smith carried on. "We tried to bring up our daughter to believe in God, but it was Jess who really turned her around." "He scores!" shouted Mr. Smith. Peter realized Katie Lee's father was cheering for the opposite team. "Did you know," Mrs. Smith inquired, laying her work down on her lap and looking directly at Peter, "that those two girls started a women's Bible study group at the college?" The Leafs were skating fast toward the opposing goal and passing the puck in between the other players. Peter tried to pay attention to Mrs. Smith and yet still follow the play. "People of all different faiths came to that class every week, and Jess and Katie were leading them through the Gospel of Matthew." Peter nodded. The breakaway ended with a good shot on the net, but the goalie flung himself on the puck just in time. "I know our Katie Lee won't have the nerve to carry that class on. She's going to miss Jess so much." Mrs. Smith shook her head sadly as she rocked back and forth in her chair. Eventually, she picked up her cross-stitch again. 5 minutes later, she had more to say. "Do you know why those kids laced her drink?" she asked Peter. The score was tied, and Peter was hoping the Leafs would get the puck back, but Mrs. Smith had asked a question to which he truly wanted to know the answer. "No, I don't," he admitted, looking over at her. Mrs. Smith looked pleased to have his attention. "Well, it's all because Jessica told everyone that the Bible says homosexuality is a sin." "She told everyone?" Peter clarified in surprise. "Well, everyone in the Bible study group, only the word spread from there. People gave her such a hard time that she ended up writing an essay for the college newspaper. She quoted that passage from Romans chapter 1 and told them all about Sodom and Gomorrah." Mrs. Smith chuckled. She ended her essay with, "If people choose to call themselves Christian, they should ensure that their beliefs and practices are in harmony with God rather than in direct opposition." "Phew, that's pretty pointed," Peter declared. "Believe me," Mrs. Smith stated. "Jess says it like it is." "So who was out to get her?" Peter asked. Mr. Smith stood up and cheered loudly. Peter didn't even bother to look. "Oh, well, that's open to question," Mrs. Smith sighed, pulling hard on her thread. "Katie Lee says it was a group who called themselves the Alternative Lifestyle Advocates. They played all kinds of pranks on Jess, but lacing her drink was definitely the worst. However, Jessica thinks it was one of her best friends. It was never really her boyfriend per se, but someone she was very close to." Now Mrs. Smith had Peter's full attention. This sounded tragic. "I wonder if that's the guy who doesn't believe in God," he mused. "And what about your daughter?" Peter asked. "Did they bother her too?" "No, Katie's been fine. She's Jessica's friend, but she'd never stick her neck out like Jess does. She'll probably say even less now." At that moment, the girls came out to ask if anyone wanted to play a game. Hockey was over, the Leafs had lost, and it was a good time to suggest a new activity. "Sure," Peter responded immediately, looking up at Jessica with budding admiration. She had the kind of courage he wanted to have. "What choices are there?" The girls had only one choice to offer, and they challenged Peter and Mr. Smith to a game of Pictionary. It was unbelievable how loud and crazy the competition became. Peter would never have guessed that Jessica could be so lively, but the game sure got her and Katie Lee going. Peter tried hard to beat them, but he and Mr. Smith didn't have quite the same artistic talent or mental connection that the two girls did. They played the game twice, and the girls won both times. "We should have known better than to take on two animators," Mr. Smith remarked wryly to Peter. "I'd say we were set up," Peter replied with a grin, catching Jessica's eye. "Now I know why we weren't given a choice. They probably have the chess game under lock and key. The bantering went on for quite a while, and it was long after midnight before anyone went to sleep.